Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, Ash, I'm excited about today's fun fact.
I'm excited for today's fun fact.
Crows often hold grudges against specific people.
What?
They're very good at recognizing people's faces and have been found to remember people for a long time.
You know, I believe that. Crows are creepy as hell.
Okay, but I need to find out.
I've gotten like side-eye glances from them and I've just been like, hello?
Yeah, but like I need to find out if hawks do because I yelled at one. Yeah,
oh my God, we had... Guys, we were outside in our backyard taking pictures, as we do, and Taryn just happens to look up and sees a giant hawk.
You understand?
Giant, like giant, prehistoric size, giant hawk standing on a telephone pole in the corner of our yard, like that's like in the middle of like a bunch of homes, and we remember one. We have a bunch of little dogs in the house. So we panic and we go and like lock the door. And then we remember like my neighbor has chickens.
Chickens.
That 1,000% the hawk was on.
Chickens.
Yeah. So actually we'll post this. We'll proof it. I took a video of Taryn just screaming at the hawk and it's the funniest thing.
All I'm trying to find out is my life in danger? That's basically why I'm fascinated.
Our constant struggle. Are we going to survive this?
Are we going to survive? Anyways, yeah, it was a little scary though, because like at one point the hawk looked straight at me like all its feathers like fluffed up. Mm-hmm. And that was when I was like,
Isn't that their fight stance is they get themselves looking bigger.
Yeah. And then it kind of like flew over me and I was like, I don't think he could kill me, but I could lose an eye.
It was terrifying because it wasn't a fly. It was like a slow swoop kind of down towards us, but then inevitably like it went above us and above the house.
It was a threat.
It was a threat.
It was a
threat. That's what I saw.
Me and Ash, first of all, hello.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. This is Unsolicited Advice.
Yes.
I am Ashley.
I am Taryn.
And Taryn was about to say something.
We always, Mark's always editing our stuff and he's like, maybe you guys want to like remember to introduce like,
yourself,
who you are for new people. And I just always am like, but the same people, like it's our fam.
In
Everyone
my head, it's the same 10 people every single episode sitting in a circle talking.
So good. No, me and Ash had something funny happen the other day.
Yeah.
And it really solidified to me that, like, I know that if I was in a situation, like, I could turn it on. Like, I'm ready.
Oh, yeah.
It was like all my training came to be. Mm-hmm. And let's paint the story. So we all go to bed.
Yeah. Which when we go to bed, there's three of us. Reminder, there's three of us in our house, three girls, three dogs. Mm-hmm. And when we go to bed, it's a very like, okay, like we're setting the alarm. Windows are locked. Right. Right. Yes. Okay. All the dogs have gone out. Cool. Someone sets the alarm. And then we all go to our rooms, our individual rooms.
Yes.
Shut and lock the doors.
And we like yell, like I'll be like, hey, I'm arming the house. And it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we arm the house, go to bed. And it's been a while. Like we've been in bed.
A couple hours at least.
And there's two different types of alarms that our alarm system has. One is like, like someone intruder broke alert. Into something. Yeah. But obviously on like the front door and the garage door, which are entry points, it does like the slow like beep, beep, like the countdown, like you need to disarm the house.
15 seconds to input your code kind of thing.
So we're all in bed, right? And that starts happening. And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, maybe someone went to get something. But usually when that happens, it stops like after like five beeps. So it keeps going. And then the beeps start getting faster because it's warning you like, bro, put the alarm in now or like I'm about to tear this place up. So it starts going faster and faster. So that at that point I was like, okay, something's happening. So I get up and I run to the alarm and upstairs. And by this point, Alicia, our other roommate, like had met me there and Ash was starting to come out of her room.
Yeah.
So I put in the code and I look, it tells you like what set it off. And it says that our garage entry door has been opened. So we all look at each other and we look at Alicia and I was, cause she was the last one. And I was like, did you lock the door? And she said, yes. So in my mind, I'm like,
someone walked through the door.
Is happening. Like it's happening.
Go time.
So
I had already emerged from my room. I told you guys this in the past. I sleep with a taser and a bear spray can under my bed. And I just grabbed the first thing I could touch. Like I wasn't even like a, which one's better. Yeah. I just reached down, grabbed something and was out the door with my giant can of bear spray.
Giant can. Now, I just want to preface what I'm about to say next. As y'all know, I never cuss on here. I don't cuss for people to hear. I try to be respectful of that. However, to really emphasize this story and how I entered into this place where I was like, I have to invoke fear.
We have to ruffle our feathers. We need to let them know that we are bigger and stronger.
I am puffing myself up.
And we will fight.
Yes. So I put on my scariest voice. I get my taser. Mark, heads up right now. You're going to need to bleep part of this. It'll be clear. I go up to the staircase. I lean over. I pop my taser twice. Like that. And I go, you hear that, mother?
And what's hilarious is like, even though I was like, 50% of me was scared, 50% of me was like, there's always an explanation. But I'm walking down the stairs, Taryn's above me, and I have my bear spray, and I just start laughing. Which is like, she's trying to be so scary, and then I'm just breaking it by laughing.
Oh
like
my God. I was literally in my mind, I was like, this is what you've trained for. Yeah. Like, you've got this. So I'm walking down the hallways, like, every entrance, I'm popping my taser, and I'm like, where are you at? Like, just like freaking out. So we finally get to the door. And Ashley goes into the garage because we were thinking maybe it's like a side door. I don't know. And she goes in and I look at her and I'm like, wait, did you unlock the door to go in? And she looks back at me and she goes, I don't know.
I couldn't remember. It was like my adrenaline was going so high. I was like, did I just like did I just walk through the wall? Like, it was a possibility. Like, I don't remember anything.
But
I was
in
just
my mind,
currently in the garage at the
that
moment.
That was the answer we needed. Cause I'm like, if it's locked, that means like something with a sensor. If it's unlocked, someone unlocked it and is in
and
our house.
Actually behind us, like in the home.
So then Ashley's standing at the door, just looking at me over and over going,
I don't know.
I don't remember. So then I start backtracking in the house. I'm going in showers, closets, popping my taser every time, probably destroying my
opening
taser.
Drawers.
Yeah. Yelling, trying to be intimidating.
Her taser's about to like run out of juice is what's
I don't know why I just became someone from the hood who's just trying to just fearful person. But anyways, we finally, Ash looks back and discovers the problem. Go ahead.
One of our sensors on the entryway door had fallen, and this has actually happened in the past, and so it all came flooding back. Made sense. Taryn and I laugh, and I'm like, okay, well, clearly whatever was holding it like didn't stick well enough. We need to like really get this on here. Taryn's so excited because she's like, I just bought command strips. So she like runs upstairs, gets the command strips. I'm like standing on top of the counter trying to hold, like get it to hold, and it works. Like, we're excited. And then we get down and I'm putting the ladder away that I had pulled out from the closet, and I'm like, Alicia didn't even come down.
No.
Like, all of this, like this, all of this emotion is happening. Like, we're scared, and like, I'm ready to freaking like spray. Taryn's going to zap, and then we're going to run, you know? But, and then we sit there and we fix everything. Alicia didn't even bother coming down from her room.
Not at all.
The princess couldn't be bothered.
I get upstairs and she's standing there and she's like, I'm so glad you're here. Like, I would have already been in my car gone by now. And I'm like, oh, would you? Just leave us behind. Okay. Anyway, so that was that's our big update. We're ready. Obviously, we're ready for conflict.
We're born ready.
You know, the things that we have to worry about as, you know, girls living in a house, which is kind of perfect because, you know, just a little spoiler alert, that's kind of our topic today. Mm-hmm. But before we do that, I have a tear it up.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Can I do it?
Sure, go ahead.
Really?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, you can do it.
Okay.
But I would like to.
Well, don't offer.
Okay. So I can?
Taryn, if you don't read it right now, I'm going to start reading mine.
Okay. I'm not going to read the title because it gives everything away. But hello, ladies. I don't know if you'll see this, but if you do, I'll probably freak out and start fangirling. My name is Ani. Oh, I said it right. I love when they put how to pronounce it. If you guys probably think like we don't read these, but I read it and I'm like, this is perfect. And then that's it. So like, I have it like memorized, you know? Anyways, I'm an Enneagram 2-wing-3. Hey, Taryn. Hey, girl. And do I have a tearing it up for you? Before I begin, though, I'd like to say how much I love you both. I've listened to your pod from the beginning to end over and over again. Hashtag obsessed. And it's been a quarantine lifesaver. Every time I listen, I feel like I am chit-chatting with my aunt. I accept that.
I love that.
I accept that. And I love that title. Okay. So let's do this. This happened about the summer of 2019, going into freshman year of high school. And one thing you should know before I explain is that I am very awkward and I get super bubbly. So I was in this arena with a lot of people, maybe 800 or 900, and I had run into a friend I hadn't seen in a while. So of course I go, oh my gosh, hi. She runs, reaches in for an awkward hug, but I guess I swung my arm too hard because as I go in, I feel my fist hit a face. I freeze and turn to see a lady, maybe in her early 70s, covering her face. I'm not kidding to you when I say I literally died. I ran over and kept apologizing and felt so bad. It was terrible. Let's just say since then I have PTSD for hugging people. Oh. Anywho, thanks for taking the time to read this. Sorry if it was confusing. No, I understood. Just the thought of you guys reading this makes me freak out in excitement. Have a wonderful day and stay safe. Love, Ani.
I can see the type of hugger she is. Yeah. Like, just like so full of emotion that it's like bubbling out of her, that her arms are just like flailing as she goes around you.
Yes, yes. That's the worst, that's amazing. When you feel yourself make contact.
Yeah.
And the split second between where you're like, oh my gosh, like, what did I hit? Like, yeah. Who did I hit? How awkward is this going to be? It was so good.
A good laugh.
So good.
Good laugh.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I have exciting news. Taryn already knows this, but you guys don't know about this. Well, maybe if you've been here from the very beginning, you might be aware. We're almost 2 years
old. 2 years old.
Two.
Ash, we're going into our terrible twos.
I was just going to say something along those
what
lines.
What nonsense will we have?
It's about to get wild. We are very excited. I cannot believe that we're almost, I can't believe we've been around for 2 years. I can't believe we're Seriously. Even a podcast still. Like, to this day, I'm always like, wait, we have a podcast? Like,
yeah.
Two's professional. We've been doing this for a while. Yep. I'm so stoked. And Taryn and I are both just like super appreciative of you guys. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited to announce that we're coming out with merch again.
Yes.
Bah, 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 bah.
As a gift to you. We literally get asked about it.
Constantly.
Constantly. Like, when's the next drop? When's the next drop?
And I think it's because, you know, Taryn and I, we're very excited for our first merch drop, but we were like, we've never done this before.
Yeah.
We didn't know what to expect, but you all came through mm-hmm. and bought it all.
Literally.
And we were overwhelmed. Tears were shed.
Yeah.
And we were like, wow, maybe this is something we should do again. So we were like, we're going to save it for our 2 year anniversary, which is around the corner.
Yes.
So keep your eyes peeled for a merch drop. This is coming soon. So I would follow us on Instagram. If you don't follow mm-hmm. us there, you 1000% should. Taryn, what is our Instagram?
Unsolicited advice pod.
Advice unsolicited pod?
No, that's our email.
Okay. Unsolicited advice
what?
Pod.
Ashley, 2 years. We should not. We should not be doubting this. Unsolicited advice pod.
Follow us there and we will have all the information for the merch. We'll be teasing it. We'll have links and we'll definitely be doing a merch giveaway to one of you guys. So
yes.
Stop what you're doing right now. Pause this podcast. Actually, you shouldn't have to pause it. Just hop on Instagram yeah. real quick and follow us right now so that you can be involved in our second ever merch drop, which we're
second
very excited
ever.
About.
And as you guys saw, like with our first one, it's like, it's not something that's just around forever. So yeah. Definitely it's cool. Cause it's like, these are pieces, like it's not going to just like repeat, you know
yes.
what I mean?
And we're also super appreciative of you guys. You guys were really helpful these last couple of weeks and participated in polls and helping us figure out like where you guys are so that mm-hmm. we can open up sales to you as well. We want this to be as inclusive to as many countries yeah. as possible. But because we're so small, we're trying to gauge like where you guys are at so that we can include you in this as well. So thank you guys for being a part of that. And we're so excited to show you guys our new merch.
Well, also, Ash, some of these pieces that I'm not going to give away. Remember when we went live and people were saying like what they love? Like we genuinely yes. like are we trying took notes. To do pieces that like we know that you guys like have requested or you want. Mm-hmm. And also stuff like we love. Like it definitely has a touch of us too. But yeah, we're just so excited. Like this feels like unreal.
It does feel unreal. And I'm just going to say something.
Say it, Ash.
Because Taryn and I have been talking about this for a while and you guys have even mentioned it in our Instagram DMs, which again, if you don't follow us on Instagram, please do because
yes.
I feel like that's where I talk to you guys the most.
Seriously.
Taryn and I have talked about going live once a week and doing live advice.
Oh yeah.
And I think it needs to happen. I want to know if you guys agree.
Yeah.
So yeah, go to our Instagram, message us,
yes.
let us know if you think we should do that. Maybe help us figure out what day.
Yeah.
Advice Tuesdays.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like Taco Tuesday, but
yeah.
with advice. We go live eating tacos.
Yeah.
My God.
I'm sure people would love Anyways, to just watch us
The
eat.
Moral of this story, follow us on Instagram.
Yes. Okay, so to you guys, we're just continuing talking, but we just took like a second because I couldn't find my story. And Ashley, do you want to say what just happened?
Yeah. Taryn was trying to pull up her story and I was like, perfect. I have a can of High Brew, which is one of my favorite just like cold black coffees. It comes in a can. So I was like, let me pop this open so it's ready so I can sip it while we discuss like today's topics. And then a bunch of things happen all at once. Like my phone dings and then I'm talking to Lexi about the sound. And as I'm talking to Lexi about my phone making that noise, I'm looking at my cold brew thinking, I want a sip of that. And as I'm talking to her, I go to take a sip of... what's in my hand, which is a microphone. And it was the funniest thing I've ever done.
When you tell a story,
they need all the details.
No, but it's so funny because it'll be like, she literally could have been like, oh my God, guys, I went to take a sip of my coffee and I accidentally sipped my microphone.
But they need to know.
But she's like,
why?
The building looked like this. I heard a bird chirp. Then I realized, did I put the laundry in? And then I accidentally took a sip of my mic. Like the details have nothing to do with what actually.
Because that my head was all over the place. And that is why I went to take a sip from my microphone.
Every time, because usually I know what the story is. So I'm always sitting there like, how is this leading into?
How is this pertinent to the story?
I'm dead.
Pertinent. I don't think I've ever used that word
pertinent
before.
One time I took a sip of nail polish remover because it was right next to my drink and I thought I died. I literally Googled, can nail polish remover kill you?
Was it in one of those like hourglass
Yeah,
bottles?
I don't know how.
How did you?
I can't tell you that. I really can't.
Like the microphone was already in my hand, so it kind of makes sense.
But I really can't tell you that. Still the shape.
Were you blackout?
Okay, no.
What's happening?
No, I just was... into a movie. Anyways. Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome to...
From the top.
Okay. So today, we are kind of... We don't really do this. Like, we don't... I feel like our podcast is very much... We talk about current stuff.
We don't get too heated on topics. We like to make this a very...
An escape.
Safe and... Yeah. A comfortable place for people to open yeah. up and get away from the world,
but
especially
also,
as of last year.
Yeah, it can get, I think there's something to like, even though our stories vary and are all over the place, like there's something very familiar about every one of our episodes because yeah. it's about people, it's about situations, it's kind of ways you can escape and put yourself into someone else's shoes for
yes.
like
yes.
an hour. Right. And, I think that like, I like that it's a place that is not all like everywhere you go, you hear the same stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
But
lots of opinions.
Yes. I will say that I had picked a story and I feel like it goes along really well with something that is kind of taking over the world in a conversation that's starting to happen that honestly,
we're really excited about
due. Yeah. Like should be happening. But before I get to the story, I'm sure many of you have heard about Sarah Everard, and she was a 33-year-old who got abducted in the UK. Mm-hmm. And she was like on her way walking from a friend's house, like at 9 o'clock at night, like not, you know, like you hear people walking and there's certain hours you're like, well, why were you out? You know, but like mm-hmm. 9 o'clock is like not that crazy.
Yeah.
And basically like she got abducted and they found her. And obviously like she had been murdered and by a policeman just got arrested for the murder. Oof. And I mean, the story is just, it's just sickening. Stuff like this, like it just makes me like sit back and be like, just doubt everything because mm-hmm. I just don't understand how stuff like this is just still always happening.
Yeah. It blows my mind. And it's heartbreaking to think that, I mean, if I was alone, not now, but like, especially after hearing this, if I was alone and I saw a cop, like
you should feel safe.
I would assume he's checking on me. Yeah. Like I would assume that he's like, hey, like, are you good? Like, do you need help? Yeah. Like walks to your home? Or I would assume that he's like looking out for me. And to know that you can't trust anyone, even a police officer.
Yeah.
Or anyone in like high authority, you know, like it's heartbreaking.
Well, and people prey on things that make you feel safe. So mm-hmm. a lot of times you hear of serial killers using the like ruse UPS, of being,
you know, yeah,
someone in uniform. But anyways, and I haven't like, I mean, I dove into the story a little bit, but like from what I saw, like she was very smart too. Like she wore bright clothes. Like she had called her friend on the way, letting her know where she was. Mm-hmm. She stuck to like well-lit main roads, but yet it still happened. Mm-hmm. And so it sparked this conversation, right? And from what I've kind of like tried to determine is I think it's because like the way that her story was being talked about by certain people, it was very much like, they're talking about how like in the UK, like, or in London, or I can't remember exactly where she was from, but they were like talking about having a curfew for women. Mm. And it just brought up this thing of like, when are we going to start changing the narrative mm-hmm. to always being like, well, she shouldn't have. Literally fill in the blank. Like,
yeah, she got raped. She shouldn't have been wearing a small skirt.
She shouldn't have been flirting.
Why was she flirting with him in the first place?
She shouldn't have been there. She shouldn't have done this. It's always stuff that the woman, the victim, could have done different. And I'm just like, I sit back and I'm like, when are we going to start talking about like the other side?
Yes.
When are we going to start talking about like the men being held accountable or educated in a way that this crap should not be happening anymore. Like, yeah. Why are we not figuring out that the problem is not being fixed?
There was a post that was going around a couple days ago that I saw, like, I think five of my friends post that said, it said, protect your daughters in like black font, then was scratched out. And in red font, it said, educate yes. your sons. And I was like, that's the most eloquently yep. said phrase. I feel like that sums up everything you just said. It's like, yes, we do need to protect our daughters and inform them, but we need to go to the yeah. issue, which is this keeps happening to women yeah. by men.
Yeah. And my sister-in-law posted that. Cause
yeah, she was one of them.
Yeah. Like I'm an aunt now too, just the most precious little boy. And I saw that and I got really emotional because like, I can't envision his upbringing being any different than us teaching him how to be respectful, how to honor women, how to treat them right. And the fact that, you know, I don't think nothing gives people who do these horrible things excuses, but a lot of time when you look back into their upbringing, like there's reasons why they become the way they do. And that, like Ash is saying, like it has to start somewhere else. And a perfect example of this, I go on missions trips. Well, I haven't gone for a while because of COVID, but one of the most fascinating things when we would talk to people about like how do they envision change in their country, right? Mm-hmm. 'Cause they're dealing with poverty and, just like terrible, like political situations, all this stuff. And they all say that they focus everything they can into the children because they know that there's not going to be a change. The only hope they have is if they raise up a generation. That's not going to be corrupt, that's going to be educated and know how to help their country. Mm-hmm. And I always walked away seeing like, why are we not focusing in more on the kids that we're raising? Like, mm-hmm. it's so crucial, you know? But all this to say, this is kind of where I feel like it's been a perfect storm of, you know, women are now sharing the fears that they've had, the precautions that are just innate in them that they have to do. So I want us to like talk about that. And I want, like, no matter who you are listening, if you are a male, this is good for you to hear and know what women deal with. I've had so many times where I've told a guy friend, like, no, like, we have to think about this, this, and this. And sometimes like I'm laughed at like, oh, okay, you're so dramatic. And it's like
a common thing that always gets joked about is the fact that women go to the bathroom in groups. And we've talked about this on our podcast with one of the girls who got sexually assaulted in a bathroom because she went by herself.
Yes.
And I was like, this is...
Or almost, but yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. Right. So nothing ever actually happened, but she was... harassed.
Yeah.
And she was in a bathroom by herself. And I was like, this, the reason that we go in groups all stems down from the fact that we're scared.
Yeah.
And we have to do this to protect ourselves.
No, it's so true. And I think like no one will ever understand what that feels like unless you are a woman and you've grown up feeling that way. Like every room I enter where I'm by myself, my eyes are like glancing everywhere. Yeah. I'm looking at vents. I'm looking at, you know, under stalls. I'm looking like to see where can I run if something happens? What can I grab as a defense? Like, what do I have in my purse that I carry like to help protect me? Like no one will understand what those feelings are like. And I think it's so easy to like place these terms on women of being dramatic, being like, oh, like you just want attention because you're like trying to be like, oh, I'm so scared. And it's like, no, like it is like a life or death feeling when you're alone or if you are getting a glanced at by a man that makes your freaking neck hairs go up. You know what I mean? Like it's just, it's nuts. And so I think this is a good conversation for no matter who you are, if you're someone that leans on, I don't really feed into like all this stuff. I think it's good to hear perspectives of other people. If you are someone who's afraid, I think this is going to be a good episode just to feel heard. And we'll try to offer up like, you know, stuff we've learned over the years. And I think men need to hear this and be empathetic to like what we go through and try to like be a solution instead of just a bystander. Mm-hmm. And also,
and sometimes that even just looks like talking to your buddies, like not joking about the bathroom group thing. You know, it doesn't mean that you have to like go like preach at the top of your lungs, but like talk to the other men in your life and help them understand their girlfriend's side or their wife's perspective or, you know, just female friend's perspective.
Oh yeah. Or I mean, there's been times where like a guy has made me feel uncomfortable and I see his friends just watching, like stepping up and being like, hey, like
leave her alone,
knock it off. Yeah, like stop. She's not comfortable, you know? But anyways, so this coupled with the story I got is where like this came, and I came to Ash and we never talk about episodes before, but I was like, this is just like heavy. Like, what do you think? And she was like, I love it. Yeah. So, the story that kind of sparked all of this is actually a story. So it's someone writing in her neighbor's story.
Okay.
And she said, okay, so again, I'm not going to say, I feel like sometimes the titles like give just the whole story away. Yeah, yeah. So I'm not going to say the title, but it's actually two sisters writing this. Mm-hmm. So they started with, this is scary, even though it's March, but I thought like we should share, which I love that. First off, if you're reading this, we love you guys. You guys are iconic. Give the best advice and tell the freaking best scary stories. Also, you can say our names. We are Peyton and Reese, but this is actually a story from our neighbor and it's one that still haunts us today.
Ooh.
We will say her name as Bella. Bella worked at a bar. Her working at a bar led to some weird encounters, especially this one man. He was in his late 20s and she noticed him there during her shift. A few times while she was working, he would try especially hard to talk to her a lot, which, you know, goes kind of with the job. I feel like bartenders especially have to deal with a lot.
Imagine what they deal with.
But it started getting weird, and when she walked out to her car to drive home after a long night shift, thinking nothing of it, she got in her car and noticed someone else in the parking lot and realized it was the man from the bar. Mm-mm. She started to drive home, and after a few minutes, she realized in her rearview mirror that she was being followed by this man. She got home fast and safely and went inside to tell her parents what had happened. They told her to tell them if anything with him happened again. Not thinking much of it, she went to work a few days later and it happened again with the same man. Nope. At this point, she was getting pretty nervous. She told her parents she didn't know if she could have this job anymore. Her dad told her to go to work and if anything happened again, she should just quit. After her next shift, a few nights later, she drove home extra cautious. She saw the man there at the bar, but didn't see him following her home. That's good, she thought. She came inside, relieved, finally thinking she could sleep in peace. She fell asleep, and to her horror, she woke up to a man crawling into her room from her window. Oh. At complete shock, she jumped out of bed and screamed. He was wearing a black hooded jacket, and she screamed. And as she screamed, he looked up at her and she noticed a familiar face. She darted into her parents' room and her dad ran into her room with his gun. By now, this man was completely in her room and her dad screamed at him, "Go away and never come back. I have a gun." The man crawled back out the window as fast as he could and she hasn't seen him since. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. But we wanted to send this to remind people, especially girls, to be very cautious. This story sounds unreal, but I swear it's true. Anyways, that's the story. Crazy, right? If you're reading this, we will seriously freak out and probably cry. Love you both, Reese and Peyton.
Wow.
Yeah. That's like...
That's terrifying.
Like, that's... Ugh. I hate this stuff because... I think why it's so scary is because you know that that is a possibility.
Oh, 100%.
Like people get stalked all the time. And I just, it's so hard because everyone tries to say like, oh, well, you can't just say it's a girl thing or it's a guy thing, blah, blah, blah. But if we're all honest with each other, it's very rare that a man gets stalked and it's this level. Usually it's like a crazy girl who's like in love with you and just makes herself very present and is like around and makes you uncomfortable. Which is still terrifying and uncomfortable. And I'm not taking away from that. But the level of what we feel like harm might be as women goes to the level of I could die. Mm-hmm. Like this man could harm me.
Raped and killed.
Rape
it's
me,
just the automatic
torture, whatever he wants. And I mean, just when you look at statistics alone, like it's not comparable to what men feel. And that's my whole point is like, that's why women are so fired up right now is because everyone is so tired of the fact that like we live in fear every single day. Mm-hmm. Like we're nervous all the time. We're constantly taught what kind of things we can do or tricks we can do to get out of a trunk, to get, you know, away from someone if they grab you from the neck, if someone pulls your hair. Like, we know all of these tricks. And is no one else so pissed that we have to have that knowledge?
Yeah.
Like, it really, like, oh, it triggers me so much.
Yeah, there was just a couple nights ago, I was at a friend's house. I hadn't been there in a bit, but I've been to her place multiple times. She made me dinner. It was lovely. When I went there, it was daytime. When I left, it was nighttime. Mm-hmm. And I just parked, like, there wasn't parking right in front of her place. So I parked, like, around the corner. She offered to walk me, and I was like, no, it's fine. Like, I know exactly where it is. As I'm walking, I'm like, it is pitch black. There mm-hmm. is no one here. And, like, it's weird how... I'm very good at being like, I'll text you when I get to my car. I'll text you when I get home. So I've always been great at stuff like that. But as I was walking, I was like, maybe I should have had her walk me.
Yeah.
You know, and it was too late. Like, I wasn't out in the middle of like downtown LA by myself. Yeah. I was in a neighborhood, but it's weird how just like lack of light makes you so much more vulnerable to who knows what. So I'm like, as I'm walking up to my car, I have my cell phone light on. I'm like holding it under the car. I'm like looking in the window. And it's just one of those things where I know all humans have to be defensive in this way, but there's a real vulnerability about all the stories you hear about females walking alone and what that inevitably leads to.
Yeah. And like you said, like, I think everyone has to be aware of danger, right? Mm-hmm. Like getting robbed, getting hurt.
That's life. But
honestly, I'm not even as scared of like being killed. Like, it's the other stuff that scares the crap out of me. And that's something I think, like, a man is more like, oh, I got to be careful. Like, I don't want to get robbed or, like, you know, harm could come. Mm-hmm. But it's not often they have to have, like, that other side of the fear. Yes,
1,000%.
And, again, this is not us trying to have this weird conversation with all this agenda. It's just us, like, being acknowledging this stuff. And I think it's such a prevalent conversation right now. So I was looking and like just found articles of different like tips. And I just want to see, like, I feel like everyone I say, you'll be able to be like, yep, like I've heard that, you know? So one of the things is to always be aware of your surroundings. Mm-hmm. You've heard that, right?
Yeah.
You do that. Never pull over when someone's trying to like point at your car or say something's wrong with your car.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard that?
Yeah.
We just had a friend, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. One of actually coincidentally, the friend who I was going and having dinner with posted on her stories not too long ago, that she, and it was really cool. Cause it was like a PSA to all women period, but everyone that followed her, she was saying that she was driving, minding her own business, living her life, doing her own thing. And she kept getting like flashed, like while she was driving, the car behind her kept like flashing their lights, trying to get her attention and was asking her to pull over. Something that people normally do like after there's been like a hit and run or, you know, they're trying to let you know that your lights are out or something like that. But she said she checked everything. Lights were good. Obviously no accident had happened, but they were persistently trying to get her to pull over. So she started driving like randomly and eventually lost them. But no, absolutely not. Never. Yeah. Like, who knows if they have a gun, if they have a knife, if they have other plans. Like, never pull over for anyone.
Never pull over. And even, like, we've talked about this before, even if you're getting, like, pulled over by a cop, like, there are safety things you can do if you feel uncomfortable. Like, not having to roll your window down. You can keep driving and call 911 is one I've heard where you say like, hey, I feel unsafe. Like I'm getting pulled over. Can you verify that this is someone actually pulling me over? Cause we've heard of ruses that people use. Yeah. So yeah. Obviously this one, always remember to lock your doors. And especially in a car, like immediately when you get in your car, lock your door, limit your distractions. So don't be looking at your phone. Don't have headphones. Don't be like looking at the floor. Like we've all heard that one.
I've gotten really good at one AirPod in, one AirPod out.
Yeah.
Because I want to listen to something. I want to be entertained. But then at the same time, I'm like, if I'm completely,
and
when I listen to something, it's always like full blast.
Yeah.
If I have no idea of what's happening around me, that's when it's going to happen.
You literally can't. Never walk alone, especially at night. Make eye contact with people so they know like you could identify them. Mm-hmm. Like what is,
you know what I mean? I see you and your beard and your mustache.
Yes, totally. Scream at the top of your lungs, hit body parts that are tender, never trust a stranger. Be mindful of the way you dress. Make sure your shoes are comfortable in case you have to run. Make sure you're not wearing a ponytail because it's easier to grab. Never leave your handbag unattended because someone can grab your ID and know where you live. Like,
It's mind blowing.
So I hate this. I hate this.
One of my favorite YouTubers at the moment is Julia Havens. And I was just watching one of her vlogs. She went to go get groceries or something and she got her hair done. And then she was vlogging in her car and she was going to get gas. And she was she'd just gotten her hair done. So her hair looked lovely. Mm-hmm. But she was in like a t-shirt dress and a leather jacket, I think. And she pulled up to the gas station and there was just some weird, creepy man standing around in the gas station. She said, obviously there's employees in the building, but there was no other car there. Yeah. And she felt uncomfortable. So she just sat in her car and waited until he like left. Yeah. But she was like, and of course I'm in a freaking t-shirt dress.
Yeah.
Like I'm in a dress. Like that just makes me more vulnerable. She said not that verbatim, but she said something along those lines.
Yeah.
Which is like, she didn't have any cleavage showing. She was just wearing a casual dress. And one of the first things in her head was like, oh, I shouldn't get out because I'm in a dress.
Yeah.
And that'll bring more attention to me.
Oh, that's, so I've always been a more like modest dresser. Mm-hmm. It's just my personal choice. Modest is hottest. but. Lol. Okay.
Dead.
Anyways, but so besides personal preference aside, when I have gone out, and this is what sucks too. Just another thing. I am curvy. So when you are curvier, a lot of clothing that you wear, people who aren't curvy can wear the same exact thing, but people will over-sexualize you because you have curves. So even if like you're wearing a low cut top and I'm wearing the same length low cut, mm-hmm. I will look like I'm trying to be sexier, right? Because I have
boobs out for the boys.
My boob is the size of your head. So anyways, so, but I've noticed I do not like the fact that I'm not in control of who is looking mm-hmm. and maybe getting some type of gratification from my body
yeah.
without my consent. So,
and you'll never, what's frustrating is you'll never know.
No, you never
could be at a restaurant and some guy like sitting across the restaurant could like
1,000%. But I've been places where I'm standing and I look over and I'm watching a guy staring at one of my body parts and I'm instantly like, I'm never wearing the shirt again. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Because it's just the grossest feeling. And I know not like some people like attention. Some people are comfortable with certain things. That's fine. But me personally, like that's hard for me. Mm-hmm. And it's such a hard thing because you don't want to teach people like, oh, well, if you wear this, this is going to happen. But it also like is a fear that I have where I'm like, I'm afraid to wear certain clothes because I don't want to attract an accidental serial killer who happens to walk past me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's such a like weird, terrible thing that we always have to be thinking of. And I wanted to talk about, cause I think people like us are weird, right? Cause we're clearly afraid of dying, but yet we're like obsessed with everything to do with like true crime.
Also, if the alarm goes off, like who was ready and prepared?
Thank you very much. So, this is another point I want to talk about, and that is educating and being aware. Me and Ashley, we listen to this stuff for, I think, the same two reasons. One, I focus in on how the people were abducted. Like, where were they? What were they doing? What was the, like, tactic that this person used to get them? Because I've learned so much to avoid from that. Mm-hmm. Same?
Yeah, 1,000%.
And then the second one is I do find it fascinating, like the psychology behind it of like what led this person to be the way they are. And also like listening for like, what could people have done to like help them not become this evil? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Is that similar for you? Do you have others?
I would agree.
So it is, but part of the reason we do is because we're freaking taking notes.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Oh my gosh. I was just listening to a podcast the other day and they were talking about something that had happened to this girl, and she had moved to a new place. I think it was Colorado, and didn't know anyone. Of course, went on the dating app situation, matched with this guy. They talked for a little bit and then they were going to meet at this bar. She gets stood up by the guy and, you know, is sitting there. She was told to, he was like, "Hey, I'm running late." So he had her order him like 2 shots of Fireball, I think. And I think that was what kind of took off, and that's why everyone talked about it. But it was those 2 shots of Fireball that she was just sitting there with herself and the 2 drinks waiting for him, and he never came. And this guy sitting next to her at the bar ends up like making small talk with her, and they end up eating dinner together. And she didn't want to like go out with him or anything, but they had dinner together. She goes to the bathroom and one of the bartender girls runs into the bathroom and says, "Hey, I have no proof, but I swear this guy has done this with multiple girls and we've never seen the girls again."
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm not saying that this is a, something that's going to happen to you. I don't mean to like instill fear in you, but the whole time I was listening to it, I was like, that female bartender needs to be given an award.
Oh, because yes,
she put down all like possibilities of coming across weird or yeah, frantic or anything, and
yeah,
and put herself in an uncomfortable situation to warn another female, "Hey, like, we've seen this guy before. We have no proof, but like, I get a really bad vibe and yeah, I just have to let you know." And I thought yeah, that was the most like courageous, beautiful thing. And I think that we as women and even men, like if you notice these things, let's just put down all fear of coming across weird and all yeah, comfortability, and just go ahead and just share what we know, because it's better to know. And then obviously the girl took off. She was like,
yeah,
"Okay, bye."
Yeah. Well, you know? And like, it's like what, I mean, every murder podcast talks about, and we've talked about, like, I really, really feel like God gave us this innate sense to like feel when something feels uneasy or not. And a lot of times it's just that weird feeling in your gut, mm-hmm, and you don't know, you can't put like, I mean, there's been times I've been talking to a guy that seems super cute, put together, whatever, and something in my stomach is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I always listen to it
yeah,
because what's okay, I lose out on talking to someone. Oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, but I'm alive.
Yeah.
Like, so it's just these things that we have to be so aware of what we're feeling and not be afraid to look stupid or rude or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, it is such a sad fact. And I think that all of us women, even though it's really frustrating talking about all these things and having to be so cautious all the time, I think that we're aware that that's how our world is, and we're aware that we have to do certain things. But where I think a lot of people are getting fed up is like, okay, we're doing our part, but like, when are other people going to start doing theirs? Mm-hmm. You know? So I'm super pumped for the conversations that are being yeah, had. I just want to say, if any of you listening have been through or been a victim of something, like, our hearts totally go out to you. And I think there's so many people that are coming forward. And I hope that this is a time where you feel not alone and you feel empowered. And I'm hoping that other people are going to start to just perk up their ears,
yes,
eyes, watching out for people. All of us who are going to be parents or who are parents, like, it's our job to make sure that this cycle like stops, you know,
protect your daughters, inform your daughters, but also educate your sons.
Yes. Yes. So, I feel heavy, and I felt like, I mean, we both felt like we just wanted to like talk about it.
Yeah. It's something that I feel really, it's such a weird and frustrating time to be alive right now, but also such an invigorating and exciting time to be alive for women, because I think so many conversations are being had that have just never been talked about
yeah,
before, or have been talked about only in female circles, but never on like a wide scale global kind of conversation. Yeah. Like this happened in the UK and we're talking about it here in California because it is, I'm not kidding. I think we're in the middle of a movement because things are being talked about. And and it's not just safety stuff, but like, I am learning so much about pregnancy because people are, women are finally talking about like the downside that comes to pregnancy, like with your body and the physical stuff that you have to deal with, not taking away from the baby, which is obviously a blessing.
Yeah.
But like your body goes through a lot that I had no idea.
Yeah.
Because I've never been pregnant
or
had a baby and I'm learning so much. And I think women are in this new phase of life where we're talking about everything, like the good, the bad and everything in between. And I think that's so inspiring and such an exciting future for us. And, I don't know, the whole curfew thing for women.
Nah, men need a curfew,
that's
bro.
That's not.
Let's just say that.
That's not the
answer.
Lock
the men up.
But like we need to, as women and as outspoken women who are now talking about everything, we need to really like voice our opinions on that because that's not the answer.
So I went, my first dating app, Dave, which I've talked about, like I had my friends tracking my location. I had screenshot every bit of information I had on this guy.
I had
guy
a picture of his face. I knew
his face, his phone number, profile. His profile, everything. I had a friend in the parking lot with her boyfriend and they actually were in the lobby looking, quote unquote, looking at the menu when I walked in. Cause I'm telling you, if someone does try to murder me, I'm taking you down. I am taking you down. You will at least go to jail for your crimes and then I will haunt you. But all of this to say, I did all the precautions, right? Met up with this guy. He was great. We had a good conversation. Afterwards, he was like, oh, like, do you want to come over? We can just like hang out. First of all, I never trust a guy who's like, come over the first time you meet him. Second of all, again, personal preference. Second of all, I straight up told him, I was like, to be honest, I don't know if you're crazy and going to try to murder me. And he started laughing. Like, he's like, okay. And I was like, no, like, that's what we as women have to like be afraid of. I was like, I have to fully vet you out before I'm going to trust myself.
Bro, but we just met.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, well, he's like, yeah, I guess like you have to be like more afraid. And I was like, you have no...
Don't you have a mother? Like,
idea.
That's what blows my mind. Like you, I know there's someone female in your life. Don't you know that we have to think this way?
But even if you're a stand up, great guy, you should be going into this being so patient and trying to be so transparent to show and prove to someone that you are trustworthy. Mm-hmm. You should never make someone feel stupid for like needing those assurances. Like, you should be over the top, like, hey, if you're comfortable whenever you're ready, because we do have a lot of fears that come from it. Mm-hmm. And so, and I straight up told this guy the second I sat with him, I was like, hey, my friends are tracking me. I have to text them every hour or like they're sending SWAT. I also am trained in Krav Maga, bro, and I will kill you if I have to. And he cracked up, but he was also like, I mean, I get it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's just, we need to be more just like transparent about stuff and it's going to be great. It's going to be great. I feel change coming. I'm hopeful for change coming, you know?
I'm hopeful for change coming too. I'm very excited for this new phase.
Yes. But no matter who you are listening, take what you can from this and like continue the conversation, you know? Because that's the thing is I think sometimes topics like this, because we're so afraid of just the volatile conversations when it feels political or it feels like this is not a feminist and non-feminist issue. This is not a political issue. This is not a, you believe this, I believe this. Like this is just a basic factual thing that women deal with. And
this
whether
is a
you,
humane issue.
Yeah. Whether you agree, whether you feel the same way or not, it's callous to not listen to someone's opinion or fears and not have some sense of empathy for what people go through. So I think this is just a perfect time that we can just have open conversations, talk to people, talk to your friends, like men, ask your wives, your girlfriends, even just like friends you have, like, do you feel this way? Like, is there a way that like I can help you feel safer? Like just things, because we need to be able to have these open conversations so that the last thing you want is people to feel stupid or like they can't share something that could help them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Anyways.
You feel better?
You feel better?
I feel great.
I feel great.
Okay. Well, I feel great.
I do
and
too.
Since Taryn did the Taryn it up today, I thought I'd just switch it up and do a little dad joke moment.
I for took the something episode. You loved, so you're taking something that I love.
Yes, I at some point just started taking over the Taryn it ups because it's just my favorite thing on the planet. I have two ready to go, just ready to go because they're so funny. But yeah, I'm going to end this on a positive note, which is why the dad jokes entered the podcast in the first place. Taryn Renee.
What?
What do you call an elephant that doesn't matter?
I'm gonna guess like you do. Trunk.
And irrelevant. Irrelevant.
It's so good.
I'm going to read another one.
Okay.
What did the mermaid wear to math class?
This is my Ashley guess. Scales?
An algebra.
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 That's so good, Ash. Those are good ones.
It's
amazing. I love a good
ending.
Great. Love
See,
a good
your delivery
ending.
Was excellent.
I knew. Because there was a hyphen.
You got it.
So I was like, algebra.
Because that's the thing about dad jokes is... You know that people will get it, but you deliver it as if they couldn't.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Because I don't always get it. So if it's not delivered, like I could possibly not get it, then it just, I don't get it.
I love it. I love it.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you're at the very end and you are listening to me currently, you're the best. We love you the most. Don't tell the others. Be sure to follow us on all our socials. We have Instagram, Facebook. We have all of our podcasts uploaded to YouTube. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate your guys' support.
We love
we'll
you
talk
all.
Talk to you guys in the next episode. Stay safe out there.
Bye. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.